All right, y'all. Welcome back. What's up, you black? What's up, you black? Yeah, I said it. Y'all some y'all can't eat here no more. Y'all can't eat here no more. Y'all some black.
Did I tell you the joke where?
Y'all better calm down. Y'all some.
Like people in New England, like especially like old white women who are racist.
Yeah.
When they try to say the hard, it comes out like a soft A, anyways.
Yeah.
Because of their accent.
Yep. Pathetic. Pathetic. I love this mic arm. I want to kiss it and marry it.
You like how it has dual functionality. When you want to rotate it, it also unscrews.
Oh, I love that song, Nick. I love that song. Afro Man's really cool.
I saw Afro Man in West Warwick.
Really?
Isn't that funny?
That's really
like,
funny.
Like 10 years ago.
That's the craziest thing. Where in West Warwick?
It was called like, the name of the club was called like Manchester 65 or something.
Wow.
Some
called Black 65.
It was called Backhando. You ever see the Afro Man when he backhanded the girl right off the stage?
Yeah. That shit was awesome.
Yeah. He got high. I was gonna put up with this shit, but then I got But I mean, honestly, you can't run up on stage. Anybody who's like this, I'm gonna run up on. That's you kind of deserve a fucking backhand.
Yeah, and well, she was just dancing like she was just like, trying to.
It was like an obnoxious move.
Mm.
No.
Well,
I just love this song. Snap into a Slim Jim. Are these good? You like these?
What is that? Stick.
Were you doing the
voice? I don't need sticks, wow. Nick.
Well,
I'd rather call you lips, Nick. You're always eating that stick that you love.
Oh, okay. Someone should create one of these and just like the badge and be like, oh, come on, you would think another joke. Everybody, it's like a job site, like a union electrician job site.
You're just and mad like, you didn't think of it first.
Like, snap into it. Yo, I don't want to hurt it. They get like smaller, like a popsicle. It's meat, though. It's gross.
You're kissing like, a girl who just ate one of those.
Yeah, right. It smells like my ex-girlfriend.
I can smell it from here.
Yeah, this thing smells like fucking like you're eating a horse's. Yeah. It's probably fucking horse. I mean, the reality of this is...
No, it's good.
It's horse meat.
It is vegan-inducing.
Vegan horse meat.
It's just good stuff. It's
grass-fed.
Now, you can do the same thing. Yo, we like tubular-shaped objects, you fucking... You're doing the same thing to a banana. Get out of here, you fucking queer bait. Everybody's eating like a popsicle, a banana, a Slim Jim. Everything's like round and dick shaped. But you're like you're like verbally gay bashing like the architect that's on the job site. Oh, queer boys here. Yeah, tell me how to do my job.
There is a lot of
they're all crying.
There is a lot of dick shaped food, like a disproportionate amount.
Mm.
Like hot dog, banana.
Hot dog, banana, popsicle.
Popsicle.
Dick'em dogs.
Dick'em dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Certain types of pasta.
certain types of pasta. The cheese stick.
Uh-huh.
Isn't it
string cheese?
Isn't
corn on the cob.
Yeah, mozzarella stick. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Got them all.
Eating corn on the cob.
Imagine if we thought that should be a sketch for three. We should do like 30 of them,
mm-hmm.
Like 30 guys keep walking in with hard hats to a job site, and there's like an obviously gay guy,
mm-hmm.
And they're like, queer baits, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And like, you don't get it, but everybody's like eating things like the gayest guy ever, like eating corn like this. Like, and like no one's saying shit about it. Like, no one's saying, like, everybody's eating it the gayest way possible. And then in the end, you could have someone like shoving it up their ass.
Can you guys be quiet? Sorry.
That's Chris Lynch telling you to pipe down.
Because Chris Lynch says so.
You can do it quietly. My bad. I didn't mean to be mean.
Chris Lynch does it his own way.
You cannot do it quietly. Chris Lynch will have your hat.
Your balls in a vice.
Sorry.
Chris Lynch is laying down the law, kind of.
Chris Lynch will have your peanuts in a...
A bunch.
It's the bunch.
He's the sheriff of the kind of police.
The sheriff of the kind of police.
I'm kind of police. Hey, man, can you guys get the fuck out of the way as soon as you can when you get around to it?
Have you ever, speaking of which, have you ever seen parents in grocery stores bargaining with their little kids? In like, you know what I'm talking about?
You mean me? No, you mean like if you do this... Then.
Or not, but just in, not that can be fine, but like in just a obviously bad way or something. I don't know. Do you know what I mean?
What are you trying to say?
Like bad parenting? You mean?
I thought of it because I was thinking about doing things halfway. Like, yo, can you guys shut up? My bad.
Yeah. Yeah, like
reeling it back.
50% like, discipline.
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
Sort of.
Yeah, sort of.
When you get around to it. Yeah. If you could.
Yeah. Anyways, go on. Sorry.
When you get a sec.
Interrupted you.
When you get a sec, I'm going to arrest you. If you could throw these handcuffs on, just when you get a sec.
Yeah.
You have half sirens on you.
That's fine.
You have like one handcuff. It's just a bracelet.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it goes to like your hip.
Kind of uncomfortable.
So you have like one hand free.
Yeah. Kind of uncomfortable, isn't it?
It's just a little bit of an inconvenience, but well, you deserve it, sort of. I'm sorry about that. But
you could run if you wanted to.
Like the passive-aggressive police.
Mm. Anyways.
Yeah, that's funny.
Man. Sorry to be on my phone. I do...
You want
to
skip?
Need to skip this pod. No, okay. We need to buy GameStop.
You're buying...
What are we buying GameStop?
What is Sam's gambling... Morning sampling. Gambling.
We're sampling.
Well, this morning I made a bunch of calls... to people that I haven't talked to in years asking to borrow money.
Yeah.
So now, what are you going to use that money for when it starts to roll in?
Gamble.
GameStop. The answer is GameStop.
Who tipped you off to GameStop?
The Twitter is abuzz with tale of GameStop's potential to purchase up to $4.7 or $8 billion of Bitcoin. That's why there's a commotion. So Bitcoin has almost $5 billion in surplus cash. There's a company called Strive that wrote GameStop a letter telling them, urging them to create a Bitcoin treasury with $5 billion. That was months ago. It was made public. I think the CEO of GameStop like shared the letter just kind of in an off the cuff, like, look what I got type weird letter thing. The last piece of the puzzle is that the CEO of GameStop is a total Trump Bitcoin nut goober guy who would do something like this.
You got to love the meme economy.
And I was looking at the Bitcoin treasuries. I was looking at companies that have Bitcoin treasuries or balance sheets. And it was like 1.1 billion, 1.6 billion, like the amount that other companies have on their balance sheets. And I was looking at this and I was thinking, if I'm... What am I thinking here? I'm thinking, these guys with $2.2 billion? I'll do at least double that.
Yeah.
I mean, five.
What else is he saying?
You're gonna...
I don't know.
What else is he saying?
You mean as me?
You know, like I'm asking you as an oracle through. What else are they thinking about?
You don't want to know.
Are they? Yeah. 2-year-olds? How about 1,000 of them?
Oh.
Nickelodeon.
So when you hit big... Slide a little.
Did piece, I see Pokemon cards?
My way.
I will. I would.
Did I see GameStop has Pokemon cards? Can you imagine what the Pokemon card and like the collectibles end of it?
Yeah,
that's pretty normal.
Yeah, no. Like they have like Charizard one.
Yeah.
What do they have in their little like vault? The GameStop.
What sort of collectibles do they have?
Yeah. And the total amount.
I don't know.
You think they're holding the good stuff in the back?
I wouldn't be surprised.
They're holding it back from us?
Well, they have
I think they can do X-ray into packs now. So I think that changed the economy.
Oh, wow. Crazy.
Really?
I think so.
I always knew it was going to come to that.
X-ray.
Pack.
Pokemon cards.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Ooh. Yep.
Crazy.
Yeah. Anyways, I have to get a tissue.
That's crazy. I like that. Look at the deformed card thing. That was crazy.
Yeah.
Look at the top right one where it tells you the condition. Wow, that's fucking wild, bro.
Wild.
Deflected anode?
They're going a little too far with this.
Digitally peeking inside a pack. That's fucking... That's
taking a peek. Don't worry, they're not... It's not a scam or anything like that. They're just taking a peek.
Not. Just peeking a little. They're just looking right at my wife's fucking crotch. Like they're like, this machine only works on Pokemon card packs. They're just like pointing at everybody's wife's fucking crotch. I got to go to the bathroom.
I mean, GameStops are pretty much like Newbury Comics now. Like, not really, but yeah. They just have like Funko Pops. Because there's no physical games anymore.
Well, there's like Savers finds gold. You know what I'm saying? Savers, like, if it hits through the workers, like, there's like vintage clothing guys that work at Savers so they can steal.
Yeah, yeah.
And but there's like there's gold, there's money in books, there's ancient relic furniture.
There's like
pieces.
Herman Miller chairs for like $5.
Oh yeah, and then there's like antique shit where they're like, nope, that doesn't it goes away, and then they're like, slide this to me. I love that shit. Oh my god, do I love like. I wish I was like our, like pawn shops are cool. The stuff you can get in real like guitars and shit, you don't have to be into it, but the stuff that comes your way.
Mm-hmm.
I had an antique shop and I bought a Rolex over the counter.
Mm-hmm.
A couple times. I bought an Andy Warhol over the counter, a real one.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a little shop in the middle of nowhere. Imagine what like a, you know what I mean? Like what comes in?
Yeah.
Like, oh dude, my grandma's got a stupid what's it worth? And you're like, you know how many like
$270.
This has got to be $500 worth. Like, are you kidding me? I thought it was just junk. I was gonna throw it away. I mean, that's pretty much gone these days. But I mean,
thanks, Antiques Roadshow.
Thanks again. Yeah, fucking stars. Thanks, Chumley.
Bunch of jerks. Now everybody's an expert. Right. Everybody thinks their thing's worth $7,500. Well, let me tell you. It is.
It's worth more than that.
It's worth more than that.
My expert's going to come in.
I need to steal from you.
I want your shit. I want to steal. I'll just steal it from you.
Well, I'm going to hit you over the head and steal from you.
Yeah. You can't. You don't know what a shiesty is, but I'm going to hit you in the back of the head with a tire iron on the way to the parking lot.
Let me guess. You don't have many around here, do you?
You do now.
I do.
I brought five with me.
I brought five of my own. They're going to steal from you.
I'm going to tell you what it's worth, and then all of a sudden... Imagine if, like, Antiques Roadshow was, like, a high-level extortion,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, now you can't leave. You know, you know that scene in...
Yeah, of course, of course. Candyman.
Yeah, Candyman. Candyman yeah. 2. And they were like,
when the Candyman's,
now you can't leave. They locked, like, the auditorium doors.
He appears in the back of the mirror. She says Candyman five times, and he goes, now you can't leave.
It's like a fat giddy.
Yeah.
Let's get him! I love that part of that movie. It's a Bronx Tale. And it's like, Sonny never knew. The life fell right out of their eyes. And they knew they couldn't leave. And it was like eight like greasy bikers.
Mm-hmm.
And then like the tough guys that come out of the door mm-hmm. are like four fat 5'6" Italian guys with baseball bats that are gonna fight bikers. And that's what we're supposed to believe. These suited, chunky
mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. You guys came
Let's
out and
look
you,
up a Bronx Tale
Bronx, bar scene, Bronx Tale
Bronx
bikers.
Tale bar scene.
It's so, and you're like,
now you can't leave.
Now you can't. It's like Chaz Palminteri is going to like fuck up 10 Hell's Angels with bats. Like, mm-hmm. no. It's long. Go to the end. Oh. 1, 2, 3. So there's 9 guys.
Mm hmm.
Uh-oh.
Get Now you just can't leave.
I will never forget the look on their faces.
It's Rob Schneider.
Krause. All of them don't throw one punch.
Oh. Oh, yeah. What was that?
Like,
are they swinging baguettes? <at some point?
laughs> It's just like all the bikers don't throw one punch. They're like, we're gay. Oh, the fat guy's squishing me. You know, the old squish a guy against the bar move? Like, I'm going to squish him. Get him, coffee cake. You see me squishing the guy? Man, that was like after the fight's all done, they're like back in the playing cards. He's like, man, you were really squishing him.
Squished him good.
Like, yeah. Fat ass over there is kicking ass. Yeah, come on.
And he's just taking it like that.
Yeah, he's just arms down, like fighting like a fucking like a woman. It's so funny to me. That scene always, I was like, man, I mean, like Charles Palminteri, he's convincing, you know, like, okay, he's a stickball guy from the, and then, but like the first three out of, like the director should have been like, not you. Let's get back. They send out like the little chunky Joe Pesci one, like, come here, you motherfucker. if that guy came at me with a bat, I'd be like, all right, man, take it easy. Like, you know, all right, it's just really funny. It's super fucking. We should go to an Italian bar and do that. we dress exactly like that. And we're like, go park the fucking bikes. Let's get into a fight with a
go bunch. Park my bike for me.
It's already parked.
I don't know how to park a motorcycle.
Is it one down, five up? Yeah. It's a 7-speed, actually. And the guy's like, oh, sick. Those are good on the highway.
The valet just drops your bike. It's just
like popping the clutch.
Fighting to keep it upright.
Fuck. It's a Honda Goldwing. It has reverse. We're all driving Victories. And they all rolled into town. We have like yellow Victories with like black trim.
Like Pittsburgh Pirates.
Like the fucking gayest bunch of bikes you've ever. Kawasaki Vulcans with the fucking the sissy bars.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Mm. Those would be the days. Mm. Start a corny biker gang.
Chris, when are you going to get a bike?
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
A motorcycle?
Yeah.
That's like a death sentence.
No, it's like a life sentence.
No.
Of pain.
I never was like a motorcycle guy.
You look like one.
Are now.
Well, I already have my second mortgage truck, nah. So.
Well, you can put a motorcycle in the back of it. You can have third mortgage truck with bike mortgage.
Bikes are cheap.
Yeah, they're only $30,000 now.
I would consider that cheap.
What about a scooter?
They are $30,000 though, or $50,000.
But the ones I want aren't.
The thing is though, you can get the best motorcycle in the world
for $50,000.
You can't do that with cars. No. If you want the best car in the world, it's like $4 million.
The best bike, if you could get any motorcycle in the world, what bike would you get? You do have, is there a new best in the world now?
I'm sure it's some Ducati thing, but that's not quite interesting to me. What I want is a Moto Guzzi MGS01, which is an old race bike. I have an H2. In my opinion, the H2 is kind of like the pinnacle of combustion and just like, it's just, I don't think, there's nothing that beats this as far as like a industrial production.
No, that's
in my mind.
Yeah.
But type in Moto Guzzi, MOTOGUZZI, MGS01. I want one of these, and then I want a crazy, well, actually, I want to start collecting crazy Japanese bike builds.
Custom stuff is so much cooler, though.
That looks like a toy.
Oh, wow.
That's the real one right there.
Let me see.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I like the 1916 Harley. Like a 1916.
Do you?
I like modern takes on old seat bikes. Like, see the first one, the gray one?
You like that Japanese guy? Is there a builder that's like your that's the style that you like the most?
Go to the Handmade Show, Handmade Motorcycle Show. But like, see those like long tank gray ones? They're mm-hmm. so gay.
Mm-hmm.
But like, just as a consumer, you have to take that bike in and then go to the Handmade Motorcycle Show.
Handmade Motorcycle
Just
Show?
Just type in Handmade Motorcycle Show. And then you can go to the hand built. Sorry, that's fine. And then you can go to images. Yeah, you can go to, all right, then I think you actually had it. The best in the world come to this thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I don't really like anything in particular, but, like, I just saw one that was pretty cool. It would be here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, like, that. See that chrome one right there? That awesome, like, that shit. I like the bias ply tires. The mm-hmm. front is the bias ply, and the Springer front end is cool in that. And then the under mount, like the raked neck, mm-hmm. and the smooth billet tank is cool. And I like
it's
the
like a Brad Pitt type taste.
Yeah, that's not it. That's a little too Brad Pitt on the nose. I'd like it more like less that, more like the any of this. Yeah, it's the same fucking bike I keep pointing to. Hey, it's like, I don't know. I like that. Like that stupid shit. Like that.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's cool. But I'll take them all. Like I don't have any like one. I don't like that shit. Like no bobber, no retard shit. Nothing that's ever been done before.
That's heinous. That one that you just had on there.
Oh yeah, that girl.
So bad.
Yeah, that shit is fucking with the peanut tank and the wrapped. I mean, that was cool when it came out in 2004. But
poor bastards.
Look at the size of the motor they stuffed on that thing. Look at that fucking chick they got. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Did you look nowhere for a model? Like, what the fuck? That's the worst bike chick. I'm sorry, baby girl. But
she's
like,
using gel.
She's got guy's hair gel in.
Yeah. Hey, Ron, you got any gel? He's like, yeah, I got some in my fucking gym bag.
Yeah.
Yeah, she looks fucking. I'd rather see a fucking guy. Jesus Christ.
Look up XTC Peepo. XTC space PEPO. Might be Peppo. It's probably pedo. No, don't type pedo. XTC. Type in Ducati XTC. XTR Peppo, my bad. That's what it is. XTR Peppo. Peppo the
yeah,
pig.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that.
You like it is?
I like that.
You like it is?
Oh, I like that a lot. That's real cool.
You like this? It is style and then no. The actual ones.
Yeah, that's cool. The first one's cool. I like that.
I like that. Right that's cool. That's
pretty,
real cool.
Pretty funky.
Mm-hmm. That's like, yeah, great. I like the fucking colorways. Wild. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
They have. I don't necessarily like this type of. I don't really like older Ducatis, but this builder has a very cool style of colorways and race graphics and stuff. They do it really good. They're in Spain.
I like the front headlight that it's mounted on an aluminum bracket. Mm-hmm. Like that's.
Scroll down, Chris. What else I got?
That's like the I don't know. I think that like the progression of motorsports should be left to the custom guy. If companies were smart right now, they did like something that like where they did heritage builds where they started to go back to like BMW started to be like, do you remember the original M3?
I was just, but BMW paid builders to go hog wild on their.
They should do, everybody should just go, you know what, dude?
Yeah.
Do your own interpretation.
Yeah, they should.
And say, yeah, leave a fender off. I don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. But like the builders are so much more into it and they did it for free. They weren't paid mm-hmm. by a salary. These guys are doing it as hobbyists, like the Ricks.
All it would cost you, it would cost the company like that, like $1 million to pay, you know, Icon or somebody to customize two cars. And then it would give your brand so much aura.
Yes.
Like I know people like they see the you know the Icon builds?
Yeah.
There are guys who go nuts on like, looking at those and then they go buy a stock Bronco cuz that's what Icon customized or whatever. Mm. Like I want the one that Icon customized.
Did you see the Mike Burrows the Mike Burrows Ferrari 308 with the Honda motor in it.
The Stance Works guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's doing, what the fuck is he doing right now?
An
F40? F40, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's doing an F40, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you gotta love Mike Burrows for this. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like, and it might not be, like, totally your taste. I just like the fact that he was like, that's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah.
Fuck that. And then he just repowered it.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's all, like, race taped and graphiced up, kind of, like, a little bit heavier. They repowered it with, like... And it got better. Like, he gave it to a Honda tuner, was like, hey, we can do a better motor that's a little bit more sustainable than the one you built.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, all right, cool, I'll do that. And I don't even, like, I just like the wheel set, and I just, mm-hmm. I like the fact that it was done.
Yeah.
I think someone should do an Acura NSX. And, Cadillac should do a supercar.
Cadillac should do a supercar.
It would be fat.
They really should. That would be awesome.
That fucking Corvette that they're blown, that thing is fucking people up. Mm-hmm. That Z06 motor, the new, or what is it, Z06? What is it?
I don't know.
You can buy a Corvette for $12,000 off right now.
Mm.
They're so cheap. They have 5,500 cars that are surplus. And they're like, yo, we'll sell you anything. The cheap ones are like they have like level 1, 2, 3, basically. Mm-hmm. You can get a level one for like $55,000.
Damn.
That has the motor.
Yeah.
And you can just tune the motor and like cut the fucking mm-hmm. trunk out and shit. It would be kind of cool to, I don't want one. I don't really care, but it's cool to know that they're, but if car companies were just like, no, let the Asian kids take a fucking Jaguar right now.
Mm-hmm.
Go do whatever you want here. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like the, like that S, did I send you that S class? The fucking W126. I sent it to, who cares? Oh, shit. They took a new S class
mm-hmm.
and then they put the 94 S class body on it and then shaved all the lines.
Mm.
It is so fucking good.
Mm.
And I was like, I'd pay $250,000 if I had it.
Do you know who did it?
No.
Type in S class resto mod. I mean, the problem is the car companies, when you get to that, just the way corporations.
That one, the third one,
Communicate.
That one right there.
Oh, that?
It's...
Is that a build or a rendering?
It's a build. Ooh, am I gay and it's not? Do I fall for it again? I'm gay? I could have sworn that because the interior looked so legit.
Mm-hmm.
I'll always fall for it every time. Yeah, it's fucking renderings. Like a smooth-handled...
Mm-hmm. Reminds me of that Hyundai concept. You saw the new Hyundai concept?
Yeah,
not,
that's cool.
Not new. It might be from like 2022 or something, but it's a kind of interesting. The Hyundai Grandeur concept. There you go. Boom. Now, is that a rendering? Is that a real thing that they built? These nut bars over here at Hyundai.
Yeah. They'd never have the fucking balls.
Yeah, they wouldn't have the balls to build that.
But give one to a dealership. Someone would buy that.
Yeah.
Some fucking clothing kid with money would buy that.
Mm-hmm. That's not the... The tube. What's the... That's not the... That can't be the interior.
Yeah, some companies are going to die, though. Like, you know, like, there are companies going to fold, and they have, like, they should shoot a shot.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you got nothing left.
Yeah.
Like, Volvo needs to bring back their R.
Volvo's got to pull a GameStop.
They do. They need a big
Volvo owners. Should make that. They should make that 850 wagon, the T5. They should just make it exactly the way they made it.
Yeah, with a screen.
Just new.
Yeah. Put a fucking screen on it so you can save your money on buttons and make the eight. Yeah, the yellow. That you know Porsche designed that? I didn't know that.
Design. When you say design, you mean the they worked on the engine or the engineering for it?
I think they worked on the. Type in after that. Just type in Porsche.
Are you thinking of the Audi wagon?
Nope, that one. I didn't know that. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know the E500 Porsche was going out of business in the mid '90s.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. Porsche Consulting. That's what it was right here. Collaboration with Porsche Consulting. So. European companies were offloading some of the duties to Porsche in the mm-hmm. mid-90s. The E500 was a Porsche engine.
Oh, yeah.
And that was like a favor from Mercedes. They were like, look, you're going out of business here. Make this cool car for us. Make a super sedan to compete with the M5.
Mm.
And they were like, you slide up. They were like, listen, we're a little busy right now. It's 1994. I'm so busy with the smokestacks. I can't get off this project. I gotta keep... You don't understand. Lichtman is paying us a ton of money for these fucking smokers. We're doing the brick thing. We're not doing the car. Cars are not taking off. We had our fun with the 911. We didn't make enough of them. And the sun's setting on our cars right now. Oh, Bad Boys, the movie's coming out? Good. Okay. We're back, baby. but they, I think they did some Porsche consulting. They're like, hey, we're going to make sunglasses. We're a little sideways right now.
Yeah. If you want to see a pile of junk, just go on eBay and search for Porsche design.
Yes.
You ever do that?
Oh, yeah. You mean pile of stuff that I want to buy?
Fucking pile of junk, bro.
Junk stuff I want to buy. I didn't know there was a synonym. Porsche design. Yeah, let's buy some. Yeah,
what's Porsche with this design? Autumn color theme? Did you customize your eBay theme?
Pumpkin.
Here's some Porsche design. Right. 12,000 plus results.
I'll buy the third one. Like the aviators.
Yeah. Scroll like down, those, Chris. Man. Scroll down. Buying those. You got wallets.
Yep, buy that.
You got fanny packs. You got lighters.
The Martini Racing. Anything Martini Racing, just go auto buy it now.
You got luggage.
Yep.
You got...
$2,000 watches.
Hats, pens, polyester shirts.
Cool.
All look
cool.
At all this. You got fucking
whiskey sniffers.
Tumblers.
Yeah.
Glass. A vest. This is kind of silly. Oh, wow. A leather tissue dispenser. That's okay. Perfect.
I'll take that.
Need that.
That's what you imagine. This is why. I can't. It hurts to not be able to buy a Porsche because there are some cool ones. But I don't think I can ever.
No, you can't.
Imagine the mindset of somebody who wants to put a tissue holder. It looks like an asshole.
Put a fleshlight.
It's like an asshole and a dick at the same time. It's a fleshlight.
You suck one end, you fuck the other end.
With tissues coming out.
Pussy.
Made of Chinese plastic. Also, this like the red.
Stitching.
That's like a pea brain. It needs the colored stitching. And that goes in your cup holder. This is the most inelegant, low status, not dignified thing to put in a, you know, whatever your
Saudi Arabian
your car costs. It's not even. It's just the guy. It's like F1 fans.
Yeah,
it's like regular dude F1 fans. It's humiliating.
F1 fans are humiliatingly bad.
It's humiliating.
Yeah, they leave. They have like that hat on.
They're a stain.
They are a stain.
F1 fans are a fucking stain.
They're like, they make basketball fans look decent.
Yeah, they do.
Like
they make me want to hang out with Dave Portnoy.
They do though, because like Formula One is just like money based. It's just like it's like money, and all they talk about is like
that team has $2 billion. Whoa!
Cool! Wow!
Wow!
Lewis Hamilton, cool. He's hot. You fuck your butt. Uh-huh. Yeah, no, I don't like. It's a really, really tough watch.
All right, let's go to links. Let's go to world news. What is?
Yeah.
Have you seen the people vandalizing Teslas?
Yes. Isn't that so much fun?
Yo,
the cameras are crazy that the Teslas have so many people like. That's crazy, and it's always like these like dads, these like blue dads. This guy.
Oh wow,
he's PJ pants, bro. Is he barefoot? Oh, man. Yo.
Does he even key it, or does he just hold his hand next to it?
Yeah, it looks like it's like a selfie stick where you can't really see it because it gets so close. Nice Echo hoodie, dude. Thank God the peace and the justice is served by a guy in an Echo hoodie.
This is the worst of everything. It's electric cars, okay? It's glob people who think they're political freedom fighters.
Wolverine,
okay? A lot of them are wearing pajamas.
Yeah.
And, like, just look fucked up and damaged. It's anarcho-tyrannical public terrorism against like middle class productive people.
Democrats probably too.
And the icing on the cake is it's the FAFO Karen shit.
What's FAFO?
Fuck around and find out.
Oh.
Which is where if you post, FAFO is like, you go on Facebook and a kid steals from a store, and on his way out, he's running and he hits his head on a barrier and he falls and the cops get him. And then there's 100,000 comments from our dads where it's like, fuck around and find out. So it's like Schadenfreude. It's this powerless, like, we are in certain ways powerless to prevent a narco tyranny. Like we're at the mercy of this system. And so if we watch security camera footage of some low level vandal slipping on a banana peel, it's like, yes, now we're winning. Now Trump's America's fighting back against the demon craps. Fuck around and find out in America. But like nothing happened.
No.
Like your tax dollars, your half of your wealth is directly going to genocide. Okay? Half the money that you make is directly being funneled from you via inflation and taxation to pay for blowing up Palestinians, right? So the fact that some slipped on a banana peel after robbing a 7-Eleven, it doesn't change anything. Like you've faffoed nothing. You fucked around and you found out nothing. You fucked around and you found out that you just spent 45 minutes on Facebook watching compilations of like Black Rifle Coffee guys being like, look at this American hero stepping up when someone was in danger at a traffic stop. There was a fist fight, but he fucked around and found out with this veteran. Fucking who cares, man? It's more to suck you into your phone is what it is.
Yeah.
That's what FAFO is. No, there's no FAFO.
Or that.
It's in like a supermarket parking lot with fucking, and it's so satisfying to watch. Instant Karma. It's got 5.4 million views. There's no FAFO outside this building, like on the street. There's no FAFO. There's just with pit bulls. There's a door over there that's broken because there was a home invasion. There's like fucking bugs on
wrappers,
candy wrappers on the street. It's straight out there. There's no FAFO. Okay.
The homeless wrappers.
The only FAFO is when you go to work for your entire fucking life and you look down at your paycheck and it's half what you thought it was because you're being stolen from. So you FAFO'd. You fucked around and found out. I started a small business reselling coffee to soldier veterans. Blah, 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 blah. Now I'm a blah, blah. Whatever, you know? What was I saying?
FAFO. FAFO is like hearing
the Tesla stuff.
Yeah,
so
the
it's
Tesla suit, yeah.
It's electric cars, it's shit people that should be in a vat, like in the Matrix, having their energy siphoned from them. FAFO and like public pajama. Fat
it's
people.
Like hearing furries cheat on each other.
Slop shit.
Like
yes.
It doesn't matter.
It's just that it's like the super this I think it does matter because it is terrorism. Like it's terrorism. They're
right.
trying to affect political change by vandalizing people's shit and scaring them. So if you did something like this, you'd be accused of terrorism. And
but it's $1,500 to $2,000. Let's say it's $5,000 with the damage tops, right?
Mm-hmm.
Has there ever been a case like it's? But we've reverted back to keying cars. You know what I'm saying? This isn't some like high tech thing. This is fat slobs.
This is what people like Soros pay billions to make happen.
Yeah,
it's You're supposed to be afraid in your home because one of these guys that's keying these Teslas, they're eventually going to say, you know what, keying, it's not enough. Let's set fire to it. Then they're going to say, let's set fire to a dealership. And then they're going to say, you know, whatever the next brand is or whatever the next point is, maybe they'll find you at your house. Like it's creating an atmosphere of fear to politically repress and disenfranchise people who support Doge at this point.
Yeah, it's wild.
And it is effective. It is a okay. It's a tool used by bad guys.
Oh, they did it. All right, so set Vegas on fire. Yeah. Just to like shock you out. No. Yeah. Well, I don't like electric cars either, so I think this is over electric cars being gay, right?
Yeah.
Like these terrorists are like this. Yo, those things are cars are fucking gay.
Yeah.
You got a AMG right now, must be so happy. AMG must be like, hell yeah, we're going back to the fucking V8, naturally aspirated V8s. Hell yes. Yeah, this is wow. Oh shit. This dude was just doing a cipher about the pyramids 15 minutes before that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is so gay.
That's crazy.
Can you imagine going to the can for this? Like, this kid's going to get caught. He's going to do fucking 6 years over, like, that.
Mm-hmm.
Oof. Yo.
He set himself on fire?
Yeah.
Woo!
Wow, bro.
Yeah, this is a very bad thing. And then there's this like Schadenfreude from people on the left that's just really.
What do you mean by that? Like, what are they?
Well, scroll up there.
I love the fucking Kurt angle.
Keep scrolling up to the Elon. There is right there. So. Bricktop NAFO. What is NAFO? Some variation of FAFO. Head of drinking tea division. Boinker of Vatniks. Master of bastards. Maker of memes. What is NAFO in this guy? NAFO, please read.
What's Vatniks?
Probably some commie thing. Let's show more. Da, da, da. But you, NAFO. What does this mean here? Scroll down. Oh, this is, you know, it's good because there's a lot of it. We are fucking human and this is what we do. Go back. Yeah, I don't know what NAFO means, but this is, when I say Schadenfreude, stop setting Teslas on fire. It's mean and makes Elon cry. I repeat, it makes Elon cry. And then this video here is like, what's the mind of a person who revels in?
Yeah, this kind of shit.
In this, or like even, you know, like what is it? What's going on in someone's head? And that's a lot of people. It has 6,600 likes, 154,000 impressions. I mean, this is what people who watch CNN and the media stuff, they got trained very quickly to hate Elon Musk.
That was quick.
Yeah.
That was very quick.
It's very, it's kind of, I mean, it's shocking even to me. I know I've seen, I remember enough media to know what, how long something like that should take.
Yeah. It took about 3 months. I think it was like an easy thing to jump off of Trump. Just because of the echo chamber that's already been going on for the past 6 years.
Uh-huh.
For them to go, oh, a new one. Oh, fat, a new one.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm back to not giving a fuck like I always am. Like, I'm done. I'm tired. I'm busy. I'm busy doing roofing. I had to fire my roofer.
Oh, no. What happened?
My roofer was, like, Sublime guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my buddy... They're great kids. They work their ass off. They have a brother who I love, but he's a fucking mess. He's like, I think he legitimately has CTE. I think like he was a tough kid. He used to get in a lot of fist fights, like bad ones. Hmm. He got in like a legendary fight with this guy, Jerry. I think his name was Jerry. He was like a tough kid, like a redhead, big, tall, lanky kid. And was probably the size of like Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Not like a normal size guy, just a normal. And he got into a fucking battle with Jerry, who was like your size, and he held his own skinny
Damn.
Version of you, but like lean, lanky motherfucker. Came home, looked like fucking Rocky too, like you can see him,
And he was fucked up. Like, it was like, oh shit. I love him. He's a friend of mine. Like,
damn.
But I think he literally got CT. like he got in like a battle because Jerry broke it. Jerry fucked with him. He like opened his car and like turned his headlights on in his car and like let his battery die. Mm-hmm. And then Dougie like didn't think twice of it. And it was like instant like retard fight. Mm-hmm. And I remember the day it happened. I remember he came home and I've never seen a guy more fucked up in a fist fight. Like, I was like, whoa. Yo, like two blokes, swollen eyes, a big fucking punch in the middle of his forehead, his lips all swollen, his fucking nose crooked, like mangled hands, like scratches on his elbow, like a fight. He's like, dude, it was like 15 minutes. They fought for like 15 minutes. And I remember like thinking about that, like, man, fist fights for 15 minutes.
Oh my God.
He's like, no one stopped us. We was crazy. And I remember like, yo, Johnson's pretty fucking tough. This kid, like, it was a battle. And it went down, and like, I remember my cousin Jay was like, yeah, dude, you Jerry, we're fucking going at it, bro. It's like one of those things. Like, now he's like inventing a light bulb that mimics the sun, you know, like literally. And it's like, he's like, dude, think about it. You do a weed grow light bulb that mimics the sun. He doesn't grow weed. He doesn't know how to make a light bulb. He doesn't have a job. You know, you're like, you're talking about this. Now, that Sublime guy, he also grew dreadlocks and listened to fucking like Rasta ska punk. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It was like, yeah, dude, bongs. I don't practice Santeria. You know, like that. It took like zero hit gravity bongs forever, you know? Mm-hmm. And my roofer was this guy. Red-faced, 42, fat, short, good guy, pleasant. He knows what he's talking about, but he's like one of those like drunk scientist kind of guys. Mm-hmm. That'll like talk to you about technical specs, but mm-hmm. he'll give you like two pieces of information that are non-related, but they're like factually correct. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't just go off the side because you're going to be off a quarter of an inch. So you got to snap a line and work your own square on top of it because you're going to be able to see it. By the time you get 80 feet away, you're going to be 3.5-4 inches out, and that stuff's going to be screaming. Mm-hmm. I'm like this, you know, gay Nick. I'm okay, that sounds serious. But I'm like, it sounds legit.
Yeah, yeah.
So I go, he's just not showing up. He's got a pit bull in the front seat of his fucking little, you know those little trucks that are like the Japanese
plant?
He's got a K truck. He's got a pit bull in the front seat that's barking like a fucking rabid animal. Like, like my kids are in the car like, yo. Anyway, he's doing, shows up on a day, no call, no nothing. The roof's $50,000. It's a metal roof. It's a standing seam black metal roof. I can do it. Guy's not showing up. He's going to show up on the weekends with three guys. I show up. He's got like rented drunks with him. Mm-hmm. I show up the other day. I fell off the roof. He's holding up his hand. It's like sliced open. It's like tin metal, sheet metal. He's like, dude, the thing could have cut my throat the way I fell. He slid down a roof about like as high as the ceiling in there onto like a lull. And I was like, oh, bro. And it's just such bad news. Like, no one knows how to do it. It's like basically, hey, can you weld titanium? And you're going across the street to the Volvo guys across the street, you know? Yeah. Hey, can you do like a complex Italian exhaust weld with titanium pipe? You know, that kind of shit. And they're like, yeah, I mean, it's welding, right? Like that kind of shit. So then I call my builder and I'm like, yo, this guy's canned. Mm-hmm. I was like, I can't with this fucking guy. He's like, yeah, dude, I need these clamps. You got to get me these clamps. They're $4,000. Mm-hmm. I was like, you want me to buy you clamps? He's like, yeah, well, if you're going to be doing roofs like this a lot, it's good to have them. I'll give them to you when I'm done with them. I'm like, buy $4,000 roof. They're like roof jacks where they clamp onto the standing seam and
he wanted me to buy his
equipment. I was like, are you out of your fucking, I looked at him like, are you out of your fucking mind? Now, as he's saying this to me, he's stepping on a nip. This is what I'm like. It's literally like, yeah, me having a fucking heroin needle hanging out of my hand and be like, you want me to do the surgery on your kid? I just got to cut his head open and go get the part of the brain that's fucked up. It's pretty straightforward shit. Yeah, there's something wrong up there. I can definitely get it out. It's got a tumor. I can get it out, but I got to cut his scalp off. It's just a scalp. You ever cut a turkey before? Thank you. And I'm like, you know, heroin needle dangling from his hand. So I had to fire him last night. I was so fucking pissed. Like, I'm like, now I gotta fire him. I gotta start over. Thank God. I got a buddy from Woonsocket. Guy's like triple pro. He's like, I was like, does Brian do roofs? He's like, yeah, he does like fucking 50 of them. I call him. he's like totally legit. He's like, yeah. He's like, these are rare. She's like, I do commercial shit. He's like, come, shows up, looks at all the material, like starts like doing the thing that a pro would do, like touching every, I have $30,000 worth of roofing sitting in the middle of the yard, boxes all opened and shit. Mm-hmm. You've seen shit like this before. You know when you buy something expensive and it's just everywhere? Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, cool. Mm-hmm. And it's just not going well. Mm-hmm. I get that. Fucking, we got a virus in the computer right before the stream. Mm. So I threw a big vase at my Beamer last night. I went up and I was throwing vases at the car all night. I don't, 'cause I'm not like drinking like I used to. I don't smoke weed. Mm-hmm. I don't smoke cigarettes. I got like no vent outlet. I got no fighting, no nothing. Mm-hmm. I'm sore. I'm like too sore to go to the gym. Mm-hmm. Like I'm fucking squatting. So I'm like, I'm killing. So I can't go. I got a shoulder. I got the shoulder pain because I lifted. I did dips. Uh-huh. I did dips and I did something to my shoulder.
You pinned it.
I pinned it.
You pinned it down.
So like, I'm like, yeah, this is fucking great. But then I called up and honestly, I woke up this morning. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to, I had like two beers last night on the stream. I like kept it. The old me would have been sucking whiskey bottles like fucking like straws and been like, I'm disappearing for 2 days. You're not going to see me. I'm going to be bellying up to bars at like 10 in the morning and then meeting up with people and then trying to buy the Patriots with $3,000. Mm-hmm. That would have been old Nick. Now I'm just like, just go to bed. Mm-hmm. Drink this magnesium. I have this magnesium shit, selenium. Uh-huh. It's really good.
What's it?
It's a sleep vitamin thing.
Okay.
And it works really good.
Okay.
Puts you right down. It's like, whatever. Holistic. So I took that, went down, woke up, 9 a.m. The new guy calls me. The old guy calls me. I'm like, dude, you owe me $7,000. He's like, all right, I'll give it back to you. I was like, okay. I was like, you got a machine on these. Like, you can have the new guy use my machine. I was like, okay, good. Called the other guy. Yeah, you're good. He's like, yeah, I can start this weekend. I was like, all right, cool.
Whew. Nice.
Sweet.
Nice.
Crisis averted.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's just funny how the way that works. Mm-hmm. Hmm. I mean, you get older. I used to love to flip out and just go off the rails. Mm-hmm. Like, ah, sorry, Sammy, I'm not going to do the podcast today. Why? What are you doing? Well, I'm going to be eating oysters in Newport and then getting as drunk as possible, smoking joints all day. Mm-hmm. I got a hotel room for myself. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have a fucking rage flip out. So that was good to help. But yeah, it's when you get rage inducing, what's your,
I haven't had rage in like many years. I don't think.
Yeah.
Just girlfriend stuff. Like once every 2 years.
Yeah.
Something that I'll have to break something valuable.
Yeah.
But that's the only time.
That's a graduation.
I think it's because of the TRT.
Yeah.
And the specifically the estrogen blockers.
Flipping out is bitch shit, right?
That I've been on for 10 years. It's estrogen, yeah.
Okay, cuz I've been lifting and I can definitely feel less bitch shit going around in my brain. Mm-hmm. Where you know it's even like the smashing the thing was gay. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is gay. Mm-hmm. But I don't really care. Mm-hmm. Like I was kicking the mirrors off the car. so it's fine, but I was like, I can't believe this is all happening at once. Like it all happened in like an hour and 10 minutes. I'm like, no fucking way. Like we go to get on stream, it's just like crashes right down. I was like, you got to be fucking kidding me.
What virus did you get?
HPV.
Do you know how you got a virus?
I don't know.
On the computer?
PayPal. Would that be it?
No.
It was like a
an easy to fix one?
Yeah, it was just malware. I just put in malware bytes on his computer.
Okay.
I thought it was from VR chat, like fucking around in VR chat.
Yeah.
And they were like, I'll teach you to pick on me. I'll teach you.
It definitely was.
I know, definitely. Like, because I've been doing like this bully one. Uh-huh. Sup, you fucking piles of shit. Like, my avatar is a pile of shit. Like I found one.
Nice.
I was getting all these like new avatars, and one of them was like a little pile of shit. Mm-hmm. What's up, you human piles of shit?
Is there clips of that online right now?
Yeah, there's two, but we got another one coming out.
Can we look up? Can we see that? I want to see.
It's so much fun. We should just do it for fun now. We should just go on it here.
How many views does this have? Oh, nice.
50K.
Okay.
If you want to make sure that you do.
You gotta do mad at
these. I work for the National Football League. That's cool, dude. I don't care. You can play your sport.
Do you like football? American football games?
No, I do not.
If you make the Cowboys win, because I'm sick of them sucking ass every year.
Okay, I'll try my best. What would you do in the face of adversity? Would you run or would you rise to the occasion? What I'm looking to do is surround myself with a group of friends that would rise to the occasion. What do you think? Hello? Do you like the National Football League?
No, I do not. Go away.
I will go away. Do you guys lift?
I lifted a 100-pound microwave yesterday.
I'm taking anabolic steroids.
I'm going to knock you out.
You wish. I'm in the library.
Great.
I'm in the public library. I'm a grown man. I've got CTE.
What the f***? I still have my great-granddad's credit card in my pocket.
Read me the numbers.
I do accidentally have his credit card in my pocket. I'm not even.
Give me your dad's credit card
numbers. I do accidentally have his credit card in my pocket.
I'll read you my credit card numbers. 4211 27. Well, see you later.
I'm using that.
Go Dolphins! Dude, sick avatar, bro.
Oh my god.
I lift weights that are heavy as f- and I smash beers.
This group sounds like something ChatGPT makes.
Three baddies. Hello.
Huh?
How are you?
Yeah.
I like crab rangoons. What's your favorite Chinese food takeout?
Beef and broccoli.
Fine choice. We were just talking. What's your favorite Chinese food takeout?
Joey,
I guess steak.
Like Chinese food takeout?
Like when you get...
Yeah.
You get...
Okay.
No. No wrong answers, I guess.
Make sure that you do.
Damn.
Yeah.
Ah, criminal!
If you want to make sure that you do.
Hey, I drink too much. Do you guys like alcohol?
Hello.
I think they'd like some alcohol.
I have a drinking problem. I'm 47 years old.
I think they'd like some vodka.
Hello, criminal.
Nah, bro, it's so annoying.
Look at the size of the. Look at this avatar. Nah. Full size plane is so funny, bro. What are you two bozos up to?
You promise you won't tell anyone?
Nah, get out of here, man. Seven. Get a job, you bums! So I had a kid yesterday. I pulled him out of room. I was like, come with me. I'm with the New York City Police Department. Like pulling him. And, you know, like, I'm Lieutenant Sam Sullivan. This is my partner, Tom O'Hara. I'm like interrogating him like a New York City cop. He's like, are you doing anything? It was so fucking funny. Like, I got, I mean, it's tough farming. We had one day where I went for like an hour and a half. I didn't get anything. There was just like, people were like walking away from me. Yesterday was kind of fire. We were like on fire, but it kept crashing.
Ah, shit. That's funny though.
Oh, it's so fun.
Keep trying for it.
Yeah, no, I have too much fun doing it.
Maybe there's certain worlds that have more funny. Yeah.
It's getting better and better. There's this one, it's McDonald's. It's just a McDonald's in a parking lot. There's like a McDonald's. You can walk in. It's got hoverboards. Mm-hmm. You can go to Bed Bath & Beyond. You can go to Starbucks.
That's mad funny.
It's just people in the parking lot, and you get hoverboards, and you can hover around. It's yesterday we were in the parking lot of McDonald's for like, I mean, this sounds so fucking stupid and boring, but there's nothing not comedically funny about saying crazy shit and then you're looking back at a furry that's blinking at you. Like it's everything's funny. It's like a freebie. And it's really, the people are fucking, it's really funny. Like it's crazy.
In the beginning, there was a guy that sounded like he was from New England. And I'd imagine... It'd be really funny if there was like a Dunkin' Donuts construction guy and he has a secret life where he's just like a
100%
a furry.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I feel like I can disconnect from the world.
Yeah. It's just like these, some of these guys are cool. Some people are weird, but they're my friends and I make a lot of friends out there because I'm different.
No, it's weird.
I got my own little wolf pack.
My son doesn't know about it, but yeah.
Yeah.
You have now completed the first hour of a Perfect Guy Life podcast. Full access to all episodes and more, visit mde.tv.